Hey there, thank you so much for tuning in and taking some time with me to review our vision, our expectations, and in general, our worship team playbook as we all dive into a new year of ministry. I'm going to almost verbatim just read this through so that you can listen to it. And then at the end, if you're reading along and you're on the website with me, you can just click on the sign and agree to this overview and expectations. Or if you're listening online elsewhere, just go to ccames.org/worship team, make your way down to the expectations, click on that, scroll to the bottom, and sign it. That way we all know that we are on the same page, functioning with the same philosophy and expectations heading into this year of ministry, so that we can all elevate each other. That's the goal, that as we work through all this, we magnify Christ, we elevate each other, and we motivate the church through all of our efforts. So again, thank you for taking time with me. Let's read through the worship team playbook. Worship ministry overview, our vision, transformational gatherings, and excellent teams. Our church worship philosophy, particularly when we consider that we have a two-venue approach, our church worship philosophy is bigger worship. This is a phrase coined by Wayne Stewart, and the thoughts here are informed by Wayne Stewart, John Nichol, Zach Hicks, and many others. When we lean deeply and regularly into gathered worship, it launches us into fuller lives of worship. When our focus is on the miracle of God in our midst as we gather, we are pursuing bigger worship. When our focus is strictly on 1 hour per week and what we like or don't like about it, we are pursuing smaller worship. Recognizing that we are a multi-venue church, Gather Ministry is proactively committed to ensuring we do not divide in spirit over small matters. Though unique in location and musical style, Catalyst and Classic teams are united in regular prayer and fellowship together. We strive to speak well of each other and celebrate the Lord's work in each setting. 1 Corinthians 12, 12-27, and more broadly, 1 Corinthians chapters 12 through 14 inspires our actions toward each other. Our mission, magnify Christ, elevate the team, motivate the church. Our role, team members are servant priest leaders. Remembering the Levites of old, we embrace our calling to be new covenant priests, 1 Peter 2, 9. Servants seeking to worship God, which means minister to Him, and help people worship God by preparing a place for the two to meet. A metaphor, we see ourselves as hosts at a dinner party with Jesus as the guest of honor. We prepare with intention to provide environments that compel others to worship God. As worship leaders, in each gathering, we embrace that we are first called to worship God, serve, but also to confidently model worship for others, lead. We believe a thriving church is fueled by a thirst for godly worship, and we are dedicated to providing every opportunity to pursue it. How we prepare and lead. Musically, we practice by numbers. On a scale of 1 to 5, if 1 means we've never heard the song, we come to rehearsal at a 3 and Sunday morning at a 4 or a 5. Technically, personal improvement, online resources, huddles, tech innovations, workshops, all the ways that we provide for us to continue to grow in our craft and skill. We prepare and lead personally. We believe that the authenticity of our corporate worship will never surpass that of our private worship. Worship leaders worship outside of Sunday. Prayerfully, we pray for each other. We pray over the service. We pray through the lyrics of the songs we sing, and we choose our songs with prayerful intention. Confidently, if we are to lead others on Sundays, we must embrace our commission and lead in ways that communicate confidence. We are not confident in ourselves, but we are not shy of standing on a platform to point to Jesus. Timidity points to us. Confidence points to Jesus. Our values. Team members are devoted worshipers, selfless servants, joyful in community, planted and progressing, and creative visionaries. Our steps, we embrace our role, we engage the process, and we excel together. And then our venues and rhythms, Catalyst rehearses on Tuesdays, vocals at 6:30 p.m., band, full band from 7 to 9 p.m. Sunday call time is 7:35 a.m., and services are at 9 and 10:45 a.m. Classic, which meets in G2, rehearses on Thursdays from 7:30 to 9 p.m. with a Sunday call time of 7:45 a.m. and service at 9 a.m. Classic Choir, which meets during the school year, has weekly Wednesday rehearsals from 6:30 to 8 p.m. in Gather One, and Peggy Dieter directs that and updates with any communication necessary. Let's get a bit more in-depth on our values. We seek to magnify Christ, elevate the team, and motivate the church. We are devoted worshipers who magnify and elevate. This is influenced by Acts 2, 42 through 47. Worshipers. Before anything else, we are people who praise and minister. Music is our vehicle. Disciple is our identity. We can't lead where we haven't gone. We can't proclaim someone we don't know. We worship God with our whole lives. Devoted. Out of the overflow of worship-filled lives, we are devoted to the team. We are all in, committed, loyal. We prepare consistently. We communicate effectively. We are reliable. We are prompt. We are present. We attend team building and craft sharpening events. We engage fully with God, our leaders, our team, the congregation, the church, the music, and our systems. We are selfless servants. Elevate and motivate. Influenced by Philippians 2, 1 through 13. Selfless. This is the place where egos come to die. There are no divas on the team. There are no rock stars. This isn't our platform or our kingdom. Our gifts and talents were entrusted to us by and for God. He must increase, we must decrease. John 3:30. Servants, out of this heart, we do everything we can to elevate each other and motivate the church. We offer the sacrifice of praise that surrenders personal preference in favor of that which best serves the church and the team. We are a joyful community. Motivate and elevate. Scriptures, Philippians 4, 4 through 5, and Ephesians 4, 1 through 7. This is what we emphasized at this year's team night launch. Joyful. Beyond kind, beyond nice, we are joy-filled. We show it on our faces, in our hearts, with our lives. In every season, we are consistently filled with Christian joy that expresses itself verbally, physically, and mentally. Community. We do this together in community. We enjoy deep fellowship and loyalty to each other. We pursue biblical unity. We treat each other with the dignity and respect worthy of sons and daughters of God. We dialogue in times of disagreement and celebrate often. We are planted and progressing. Magnify, elevate. Our scriptures, Psalm 1, 3, Colossians 3, 23, Ephesians 6, 7 through 8, and Matthew 25, 14 through 30. Planted. We stand upon the firm foundation. We are patient and gracious. We move at God's speed. We aren't anxious. We aren't easily drawn to fads, hype, or man-made sensation. We are steady and intentional. We know the Bible. We embrace meaningful traditions of the past. We embrace who we are as a church. We listen for the voice of the Lord. We depend on the Spirit's leadership. We trust the Lord and His timing, and we rest in Him. Progressing. This does not mean we are lazy. From the firm foundation, we grow, we progress, we excel. We are motivated to offer God our first fruits, passionate about the next generation, culturally aware, created to be creative. We refuse stagnation and commit to the pursuit of excellence in skill, sound, production, equipment, character, and in our walk with Jesus. Out of all of that, we are creative visionaries. Elevate, motivate. Scriptures, Ephesians 3:20, Acts 1:8, Psalm 130, verse 5. We dream big. We envision a vibrant, worshiping church where the presence of God in the gathering is unmistakable and irresistible. We believe that God can do this and immeasurably more. His creativity knows no limit. We listen for Him, follow His lead, take creative risks, and believe the future of this worshiping church is very bright. Let's talk about team expectations. Here's what you can expect from your worship pastor and leaders. Consistency. Sets planned at least 2 weeks in advance with consistent arrangements used to help us all move toward mastery of our repertoire. Regular reminders from Planning Center for your scheduled service and rehearsal times. Arrangement and set list changes communicated ahead of rehearsals, and no last-minute changes unless absolutely necessary. Heart investment. Regular encouragements and devotions. Grace and growth. Your leaders will function out of the first, grace, while encouraging you toward the second, growth, as we all strive to give God our best. Expectations for you as a member. Model worship leadership role on and off the platform in ways that foster eager, honest engagement. Participate and communicate effectively in the spirit of unity, humility, and respect. Prepare musically and spiritually to support the leader, team, and congregation's very best offering to God. Pursue a life of integrity defined by a relationship with Jesus. Connect group accountability, alignment with EFCA beliefs, and regular fellowship with Christ community as home, even when you're not serving on the team that Sunday. Embody our values. A great way to pursue this is through church membership. All team members are encouraged to consider church membership. System and process expectations. Engage. Respond to Planning Center requests promptly as best as you're able. Respond to requests as soon as you receive them. Read Planning Center emails. You may occasionally receive personal emails from me, but broader team communication will usually be through Planning Center. This includes event invitations, Worship Wednesday devotionals, and rehearsal service details. Practice ahead of time using the resources provided on Planning Center, like charts, training videos, and multi-tracks rehearsal mix. On the scale of 1, which is again, don't know the music and haven't looked at the set, to 5, memorized mastery, please come to rehearsals at a 3 and services at a 4 or 5. Learn the recorded parts. Without looking to crush individuality or demand perfection, we are aiming to sound as much like the recording, especially in Catalyst, as possible while creating cohesion throughout the set. If a resource isn't functioning correctly for you, please let your leaders know. Send Chris an email. Prepare and grow your heart regularly by engaging weekly with team devotionals, personal study, and or 15 to 30 minutes sharpening your skills at ccames.org/worship team, where I have tons of training resources and links for you. 5, participate in prayer times and team building events. Attend worship nights. Engage in the non-rehearsal opportunities which build your sense of belonging to the team. 6, be prompt. Arrive on time. Know when services and rehearsals are, and don't hesitate to ask. Reference Planning Center for pre-service times. Using our rehearsal structure chart, determine the time you should arrive and aim for 5 to 10 minutes earlier. So if your call time is 7:35, you should be aiming for 7:30, honestly. And if your call time is 7:45, you should be aiming for 7:40. This helps in case something comes up, like a train getting in the way. It allows margin and allows consistency. Expectation 7, adorn for worship. Be mindful of what you're wearing. Be well-dressed, relevant, and non-distracting. This is detailed thoroughly in a video I send annually. Please ask if you have not seen it. 8, honor the Lord and align with the church on the platform and in your daily life outside of the gathering. You have been invited into a role of leadership, and with it comes responsibility. You represent Christ and Christ community, in all spheres, online, in person, in transit, while shopping, etc. Remember your role and your identity in Christ. Sin and grace are a given. You won't be perfect, but consider your witness. Consistent dissonance between your Sunday leadership and your daily life will be addressed in the hopes of restoration and wholeness in Christ for your flourishing. Finally, let's look at competencies. This is a list of benchmarks describing basic competency for each musical position. You do not have to perfectly meet every qualification listed, but you ought to meet most of them. We also care about your development and work intentionally through resources and coaching to help you grow. We are progressing, like I said earlier. For all roles, good rhythm is essential. In Catalyst, this includes the ability to stay with a click track. So let's walk through these competencies. These first ones are for Catalyst, and then I will differentiate for Classic. Vocals. Sing on pitch. Have good platform presence. Have a contemporary vocal style. Be able to harmonize. This is mandatory. And have good charisma and leadership sense from the platform. Keyboard. You need to be able to read charts. You have to have a strong sense of rhythm. You need to be comfortable with technology. Be aware of service flow. Able to freestyle underscore, bridge between songs and other moments. You need to be comfortable in all song keys. You need to be able to transpose. You need to be able to play tastefully within a modern band context. It's a very different skill than classic piano. Bass guitar. You need to be able to read charts. You need to be locked in with the drummer. You need to know notes on the whole fretboard. You need to not play in an overly busy style, simple and full, comfortable in all song keys. Guitar. You need to be able to read charts, be comfortable in any key, familiar with chord structure, sensitive to intonation, sense of scale when playing with the band. In other words, how much should you play? You need to be able to play dynamics, quiet versus driving. Electric guitarists must also be able to learn specific parts, understand and embrace modern worship tone, and understand the difference between lead and rhythm. Drums. You need to stay on click effortlessly. It needs to be second nature for you. Sense of taste and proportion. You don't overplay. You just give what the song needs. You are a song architect. Understand the flow of a song and a set list, assisting in a natural dynamic progression throughout. Because transitions often hinge on you. You need to be locked in with the bass. You need to play in the pocket. Be aware and responsive to direction from the worship leader. Comfortable at slow and fast tempos. You need to know the different styles of fills and patterns. You need to be able to memorize music. It's going to make you much more effective as a drummer. You need to be able to adjust on the fly, and you need to be comfortable in both 6/8, 4/4, and occasionally mixed meter songs. For example, modern hymn arrangements are usually in 3/4 and have little bits of 2/4 thrown in there. So that's Catalyst. Let's talk about Classic. Classic vocalists need to be able to sing on pitch, have good platform presence, use a more traditional vocal style, and need to be able to sight read actual vocal music. It doesn't hurt if you can also naturally hear harmonies because there are moments where you need to be able to create your own part. Classic piano, very different from Catalyst keys. Blessings to those that can actually do both. A classic pianist needs to be able to read lead sheets, hymnals, and piano charts. Have a strong sense of rhythm, including ability to add useful piano movement to help singers maintain timing and place in song. Be aware of service flow, able to freestyle underscore, bridge between songs with tasteful transitions, and prepare interludes and intros. You need to be comfortable in all song keys, and again, prepare a 10-minute prelude for service. If you made it through all that, and you are ready to dive into this ministry year, go ahead and click on the link here that says Current Team Members, I Commit to This Team, These Values and Expectations. When you click on it, a pop-up form, a very simple one, will pop up for you. So if you've got a pop-up blocker, make sure that that is deselected. And it's very simple. Just give me your first, last name, and email address, and you hit submit. That will send me a notification that you signed, and it will be a joy when I see every name signed so that I know everyone has made their way through this and we're all walking with the same playbook. It's going to make this whole thing easier. I can't thank you enough for all the time that you give to this ministry. You bless the church. You bless me. And I believe we've got a great year ahead of us. God bless you. I'm praying for you always.